Donald Trump to defend America's heritage at Mount Rushmore as leftist mobs attack monuments. By Charlie Spiering on June 26, 2020. President Donald Trump's planned visit to Mount Rushmore on July 3 takes on new meaning as leftist mobs topple historical monuments across the country. The president's long-anticipated trip to one of America's greatest national monuments has been in the works since he personally asked the Interior Department to restore the tradition of celebrating Independence Day at Mount Rushmore with fireworks. Mount Rushmore will have tremendous fireworks like they had for many years, Trump said in June 2019, previewing the 2020 event. Trump's excitement for the event has been apparent, as every time he met South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem in recent months he spoke about personally attending the event. Last year, Noem petitioned Trump to help the fireworks show return to Mount Rushmore for Independence Day. "The excitement for the Mount Rushmore fireworks celebration has been tremendous," said Noem in a statement. "It's a great opportunity to showcase our beautiful state, and we're excited that President Trump will be a part of it." Pyrotechnicians and highline operators will ascend Mount Rushmore to install the fireworks, which will be set to music during the performance. The event will also include flyovers from the Navy's Blue Angels and aircraft from South Dakota's military bases. The annual fireworks celebration was canceled in 2009, during the first year of the Obama administration, as officials cited the danger of wildfires after the devastation of forests by pine-back beetles. But the president successfully brought back the tradition. "The president looks forward to taking part in the Independence Day festivities, hosted by Governor Noem, and celebrating the greatest country the world has ever known, capped off with a magnificent fireworks display above the great faces of Presidents George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln," White House Deputy Press Secretary Judd Deere said to Breitbart News. "Expect Trump and Noem to both comment on the current crisis during the patriotic fireworks celebration to defend the country's heritage." The White House did not preview the contents of the president's speech, but the president will likely use the impressive backdrop to defend the value of America's monuments. Each of the presidents memorialized on Mount Rushmore has been attacked in some form by leftist destructive mobs in recent weeks. A statue of George Washington was torn down by a mob in Portland, Oregon on June 18. A statue honoring Abraham Lincoln for freeing the slaves was targeted for removal on June 24. On June 14, a statue of Thomas Jefferson was toppled and vandalized in Portland, Oregon. Mayor Bill de Blasio on June 22 agreed to remove the problematic statue of Theodore Roosevelt in front of the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. Ahead of the president's trip, Noem has already vowed to protect Mount Rushmore from attacks from the radical left. "My message is, this is no longer about equality," Noem told said in an interview with Fox & Friends on Wednesday. "This is a radical rewriting of our history, and in South Dakota we won't stand for it." She said the state was working with the federal government to take security precautions to defend the mountain sculptures. "The more we focus on the flaws of these men that are on our mountain, the less likely we are to recognize the virtues and the lessons we can learn from their lives," Noem said.